Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's 4, and Sabina, who's 1.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, listas?
Here we go. This is Bricia, and this week in the podcast, my sister and I sit down to chat about everything that's going on in the world right now. We give you an update on our lives. I give you an update on my trip that I had and my summit at Summit at Sea. And we also talk about sex. For some reason, we always end up talking about that. I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mamas.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
I hope all of you have gotten your Vision Board party tickets by now.
I'm so excited.
We are almost sold out, if not sold out by the time this episode releases.
For real.
I am so happy of how like great the
response.
The response has been.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, you know, this weekend I was...
And by the way, sorry, I know I always interrupt you and we had comments about that. My apologies, but
it's okay.
Non-moms can come too.
Yes. Anybody can come. Yeah. I mean, it's adult party. It's an adult
21
party.
21 and over.
21 and over party.
So 21 and over, stay away. The point is to be away from the kids.
Yes.
And if you're not a mom,
hallelujah,
come back come to the party too, because we've gone like questions like, I'm not a mom, can I come? Yes. It's like
everybody has dreams.
Yeah not only moms. But anyway,
as you so were saying, yesterday I actually I pulled a Bricia and I kind of redid my room. I went to IKEA on Saturday and therefore I was like, I gotta redo my room. Well, not redo it, just anyway, I actually saw my vision board from last year and I was studying and everything, and I was like, wow. I remember when I was making it and I was just putting wild dreams in there, and mm-hmm. then everything that I put there was like, I have to bring it to you and show it to you. I'm gonna take it to the vision board party so people can see it.
Yeah, that would be great.
And then I was working on my neck. I was thinking about what I'm gonna put on this year's vision board. So I've been writing some notes down and see. But I was so excited to see it, and like, there's one thing missing, and I don't know if I'll be able to do it by the end of the year. But
what? A baby?
No.
Oh,
I didn't even put a baby. On my house.
Oh, to buy a house? Mm-hmm. You never know.
But I put the workout. I put Disney. I put like digital influencers. Uh-huh. Like, it was just like, you know, I just put that and it was there. And what else did I put? I put books and I put like my family, my husband.
And you're still with your husband, so that's great.
I'm still a husband, so you know. But I'm going to take it to the Vision of a Party so the moms can see it. And then the Super Mamas Sisterhood.
That's awesome. Sisters. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet all of you. I ran into a Super Mama Sunday at Smorgasburg. Mm-hmm. She was so sweet. She was a mom of twins. A boy and a girl. I was like, ooh, God bless your soul. She was there with her husband and her mom, and she had a boy and a girl.
Oh,
super
so
cute, like twin boy girl. Mm-hmm. 7 months.
Cuates.
And I was like, so like, do you do like one boob at a time? Like, that's always like been my question with twins.
Some people do it like at the same time.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what she said. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you hold them like a football hold? You know, like the football. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, it's the pillow. And I was like,
her
the
back.
Same time, like both of them.
Her back.
She's like, I have no idea what sleep is, and I have no sense of sleep. Like, she's like, I just don't sleep.
My best friend sent her kids away for this weekend, and she sent me a text on Sunday morning, like at 10 in the morning. And she was like, I just woke up and I feel amazing. She was like, I feel so good, I want to cry. I was like, oh,
and
I
then, feel and then you. Did, and then did she feel like a tremendous amount of guilt?
Yeah. No, she didn't. Oh. But she was like, I feel so rested. I want to cry. Because she has three kids.
Yeah, I know.
So shit. I'm like, oh, God, you deserve it. Good for you. Sleep a little longer.
Yeah, good for you, ladies. Get your sleep on. And for all of you guys who don't have kids, sleep. Don't.
Bien me lo decía mi mamá.
Don't waste your time out partying, okay? Just go to sleep. Read a book.
Don't. Also, another thing. One of the best advices that I've gotten in the past few days, it's reduce drastically your alcohol consumption.
Oh yeah.
When you're young.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a 40-year-old woman that looked fabulous. Don't want to say her name because you all know her. But she told me that she doesn't drink.
Of course, that's the secret.
I was like, damn it. I'm 10 years too late.
You drank a lot. Calm down, you.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
I did read this article the other day that says that having a child makes you more productive. Did you read that article?
Yeah.
I was like, that's so true. Because once you have a kid, you're like, all right, every minute, every second counts. Like, there's no time to waste. No. You're just like, bam, 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 let's go.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like. You know, I haven't stayed home by myself. I don't even know since when. When was the last time you stayed home by yourself?
Like all day? Like alone?
Yeah, like at home. Exactly. Exactly. Like, I was like, huh. I started thinking about it the other day and I was like,
I would start cleaning. I would start like rearranging. I wouldn't like be able to just.
But I mean, even if that. Rearranging, doing something, you know, no. for yourself, by yourself at home.
No, yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't know what that's like. Does anybody remember what that's like?
My husband and I are taking a trip.
Yay! So am I. I'm leaving this weekend.
I know, right? Oh yeah, you're going to Vegas.
Counting the days to sleep until 10 in the morning.
That's fun. Oh yeah, that's right. You're leaving to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, I was talking to Elizabeth, our little sister. And she was like, oh, that's so exciting. I want to go. And I was like, you don't want to come with us. She was like, yes, I do. I'm like, no, we don't. We're going to go to sleep. We're going to sleep, party a little bit, but mostly sleep. And you're like, chill.
I'm not going to drink alcohol because now I found out that makes you look old.
Yes. I want to look fabulous at 40. Mm-hmm. So water for me. I'm drinking a lot of water.
Drink water.
As you drink water with vodka.
Yeah, my husband and I, we're going to Oregon.
That's beautiful.
Not this weekend. I mean, like in 2 weeks.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. So we're going to go for the weekend, just him and I.
That's nice. Yeah. I heard like it's like super green and nature and outdoorsy and like just beautiful.
I know. I'm excited to be. Mm,
nice. Yeah,
I know. Which is sort of like, let's go. I'm like, okay, cool.
Aw. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to.
Awesome.
And so how was your week?
Well, I'm just back. I went on a
perfect
time
for your leave.
I know. I'm just like, bye. Bouncing out of here. But before we talk about how my week and my trip went, let's take a break. Because we already hit our almost 10-minute mark here.
What?
Yeah, Jesus, I know. Talking Christ. About nonsense. This is what happens when you're a mom. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about how our week went and our thoughts of how we dealt with last week.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Just a quick thanks to both of our sponsors for this week's episode.
Amazing sponsors.
I know. The first one is Gaffer and Child. A few weeks ago, I posted a picture of this face cleanser that you started using after a trip that I took, and my face was super sunburned. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to use something a little like organic. And I came across these incredible products. They're called Gaffer and Child. Their slogan is Give a Damn.
Oh, damn.
Because so often than not, we don't care about what's inside our products. Right. And I love this line. They have everything from face scrubs, hydrating serums, face cleansers, shave butters, hair pomade, and it's all natural. organic, non-GMO. It's I really, really like it. I think it's meant for men.
Yes, I actually got them from my husband and he loves them.
But like I use them?
I haven't used them on myself. I gave them to him.
You should use them.
I should?
I am obsessed with the face cleanser.
Oh.
And the hydrating serum.
Well, he raves about it.
And the face scrub, I use it in my feet. Because it's sort of like, I know it's weird. It's almost like an exfoliator.
Uh-huh.
To kind of, you put it on the heel and then it's to give you softer skin. Anywhere where you see rough patches, I use it. My husband is, seriously, we're on our second bottle, the shea butter. No joke. This is like legit. And the hair pomade,
that's his favorite.
The hair pomade, I just started using it on my baby.
Oh, that's what he uses.
Because
that's dope.
It's organic.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, I need to put something in his hair because it's crazy and wild right now. But I'm like, this is organic products. Like, I should be able to put this on my baby, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, they are amazing people and they are extending a discount to all our super mamas. So
yay, we love discounts.
I know. So at checkout, just enter super mamas and get yourself or your man some.
Get something for Joe Man,
some,
ladies.
Facial stuff. Or they will love creams
that.
Or whatever.
They will love that.
And for your girlfriends for this holiday for your girlfriends for this holiday season.
Yes. And also a big shout out to our main sponsor.
Ooh, Munchkin. What up, Munchkin?
What's up, Munchkin? Thanks for the love.
Thanks
ladies.
For the love, Munchkin, because it's the little things that matter in life.
It's the little things that make the biggest difference.
Right?
Yes.
What's your favorite Munchkin product?
The cup.
The 360, right?
The 360 cup. I love it.
I think this, you know, this holiday gift, you know, if you're gifting stuff, I think the 360 cup is a great gift.
I use it for my two-year-old. She loves it, and she can actually lay down and actually have a drink at night. So we love that one. No spills.
And I heard that some moms use it for wine, too. No spills for drinks at night. So I'm like, maybe. I mean,
hey, they should make them for grown-ups.
I think they're going to. Thank you, Munchkin. For more information on Munchkin products, visit munchkin.com. With Paulina and me. So we do not have a guest this week.
We went Surprise. From having two guests to
none. I know. I like miss guests now. It's just me and you. I hope we're enough for you guys. For all the new listeners. Hi.
And then there's grillos.
We promise we usually have cool guests, but we don't have one this week. We promise we'll be back with a great one next week. We have a really good one for next week.
We do.
I can't wait to have her on. But anyway, I went on a trip. Not on a trip. The other day.
Es un retiro.
I went on a summit.
It's like a conference. It's a retiro, right?
Yeah, it's a summit. It's a conference.
It's an intellectual retiro?
Yeah. I went on a really great conference. It's called Summit at Sea. And we were on a boat on international waters. We left Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. So I flew out Tuesday night, which was election night. Mm-hmm. I left.
Bye.
I was like, later, later U.S., I'm leaving. I am literally leaving the country. And I left the country. I did not want to deal with what was happening. I did leave my husband and the kid behind to deal with everything. But I was like, I can't. Bye.
To give all your conferences and stuff.
Yeah. So I left and I was in a boat with about like 2,500 people, all very, I mean, if I told you the list of people that were in the boat. Kendrick Lamar.
What?
Quentin Tarantino. Dolores Huerta. Sonia Sanchez.
Wow.
Tony Hawk. Eric Schmidt from Google. One of the, I mean, like, some of the brightest.
Dr. What's that? The lady that I told you.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Fassini. I forgot Fasari. Her name. Fasari. Ugh, I'm so bad with names. But I saw her speak.
Oh, God. How was that?
Oh, it was beautiful. Like I honestly, like, being there in that boat was just so It's exactly sort of, I think it's like the perfect place to be after what happened with the elections. I was away. We didn't have, and nobody had Wi-Fi, so we didn't have any access to social media or anything, which was great because I wasn't able to see anyone's posts. Yeah. I was just like really like surrounded by super intellectual people that like were able to kind of guide us through what's next in the country and our feelings. And I really couldn't have asked for a better place to be.
What is next for the country?
So what did
give
you
give me learn? The answers. I'm glad you're here so you can give me the answers.
Wait, I'm trying to find the name of the lady that I saw speak, she was sort of like the open preliminary, was Dr. Shefali Sabari. Oh my god, I'm probably like butchering her name. I hope we can have her on the show.
Oh god, I saw her video.
Maybe I should post. Maybe I should put her face on our bishop, our Superwoman bishop, yes, for next year.
Yes,
Dr. Shefali Sabari. She is the author of The Awakened Family.
Yes,
The Conscious Parent. Mm-hmm. And just sort of, you know, she was like, you know, she was an Oprah. She's like, yeah. I never heard of her until you told me, and then she happened to be in the boat
I saw the video. She posted a video on her way to summit about the elections, everything that happened. And then when I saw it, because they posted it on the closed group of the Super Mamas, I saw it. And then I saw the video and she said that she was on the way to summit. And I was like, Brisia, you have to go see her, please.
Yeah, she was one of the opening speakers. So we all got to see her. And like when she spoke, I think like she just calmed everyone down. Do you know, like she spoke about, the message really was change. Mm-hmm. And the way change has to happen in someone. And she made the analogy of a butterfly, you know, being in a cocoon and then being and shedding the layers and how much it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that the first step to change, to actual like real change, is to wait. I actually wrote it down. Hold on, let me see. Because I was just like, wow, like you were just like... No, she said that it's to really be aware of what's wrong with you, sort of like, mm-hmm, being face to face with like your worst,
right,
and feeling pain,
right, like therapy.
Yeah, you have to. There's no change without pain. Mm-hmm. There just isn't, and we are a generation that's never felt pain. We're a very privileged generation. We went through the recession, but that's sort of like as far as our pain has gone, you know, like real
the struggle that we talk about.
Like we've, mm-hmm, never really, yeah, we always talk about the struggle that we have to give our children, right?
Our parents went through it.
So we've never really felt struggle. Like, do you know what I mean?
That makes
like
sense.
We never, yeah, have. And she said that at this point, as a country, we are facing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing how ugly we really are. We're seeing the reality. And it was the way for the universe to tell us and slap us in the face and say, this is who you really are.
Oh, yeah.
So she said that, but she's like, but we're entering the third step to change, the most important, most beautiful step of change, which is active, conscious action. Because now we're conscious of a problem, mm-hmm, but now it's our time to make active action.
And that makes total sense.
That's the moment where everything completely changes and we become butterflies. Like that's basically when the butterfly comes out and it's the third step to change. And everyone was just like, wow. Like,
yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, it was just like, everyone was like, oh my God, that's... And then after that, we heard Sonia Sanchez and Dolores Huerta speak. Cristela Alonso was the moderator and asked them, what do I do? Like, what do I do now? Like, mm-hmm, I don't know. Like, and they're like, you just have to keep going. Like, do you think it was going to be easy?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, and that goes back to like, I think of sort of like our privileged mentality that we have, mm-hmm, as a generation. A lot of people think of like privilege, like, oh, you're just rich and you're privileged or whatever. But we really are privileged people in this country as a whole. Because like the idea that we thought that our fight was going to be easy, Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And if you guys say like, we've never been divided as a country before, like, that's not true. She's like, how do you think we felt when Bobby Kennedy died? When Bobby Kennedy was assassinated, our hopes, our dreams died with him.
That's true.
Like, he was going to be the man who was going to save this country from Vietnam. And what happened, and like, it didn't mean, like, when he died, our hopes died. But like, we knew that was a time to move on. That's when a lot of really big important loss happened. Yeah, big changes. When Nixon came in as a president, and how the country was like divided. I mean, half of the country, people were marching, you know, to fight Vietnam, and people were for Vietnam. I mean, like, it was a time where the country was separated. And in every, I think every generation has to go through a major shift like that in order to really make a real change, like real change, not just like a status update.
Right.
You know, not just like putting on my Facebook, like, you know, go vote. And then another person got up and was just like, I mean, how many of you guys voted, right? Obviously, well, everyone, it was like kind of like an unfair group of people, because everyone there voted. But and it's not just like, how many of you voted? How many of you guys donated to a campaign?
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, how many of you guys actually walk the streets door to door asking people to vote?
That's true.
I mean, like real impact. You know what I mean? Like, changing your Facebook update and sending out a tweet or putting an Instagram post about like voting isn't enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like, real active change that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was just really like, I just felt like very...
I'm so glad you were there.
Oh, I was just like so inspired, and like, it just, everything they said made complete sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, like the real struggle that they had, and like how we think like, oh, the life is over, and it's not like, this is exactly what we need in order to like to snap suffer out of it. Like, to suffer, we need to suffer, because if we don't suffer, nothing happens, and it goes to our children. And that's exactly what she mentioned. She kind of correlated to kids too, and also saying that like, when you see when you're faced with your fears, when you're faced with a child, like with a tantrum from a child, it's not the child, it's you. It's your emotions on that child that are coming out. And that's why you get angry. You get angry because you're faced with the ugliness that you don't want to see inside of you.
Yeah, your reaction.
Your reaction.
Right.
It's not the baby crying.
Right.
It's the feelings that the baby is bringing out to you. It's not such thing as a bad child. There's no such a thing as a bad child. It's your emotions coming out when that happens.
Right.
And what it brings out of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Completely. And then she talked about like the power of one person. How like people say like, oh, well, it's just one vote. Like, who cares? Or like one, you know, it's like, and the power of one, the power of one bee. The power of one bee to kind of populate and bring fruit to your table, because it's one bee that can like make the change in someone's like table.
Right.
The power of one ant that can change the race of the sun. Like, just like the power of one, something that seems so insignificant can bring such a huge change. So I just felt really good.
That's awesome. No, I'm glad, because we had totally different experiences last week. So, you know, for me, it was like, really hard. I don't know. Like, I never thought it would hit me this hard. Never. I don't know why. But I was so heartbroken. I was devastated. I called mom and dad crying. I was crying so much, and I didn't know what to do. So I called mom and dad, and I was like, you know, and dad like calmed me down, and he told me, you know, I think what really, really hurt me, well, not really hurt me, I think what I've realized is like the same thing that you're saying. It's like, I live in a bubble. I live in a very privileged bubble where my kids, you know, have a really privileged life. And I thought everybody, and I thought everybody was the same. And I thought, oh, you know, we're just, you know, this is great. Life is great. We're going to do awesome. Like, and that's true. I didn't really, you know, I didn't do more. I didn't do, you know what I mean? And I was just expecting change elsewhere. And I didn't contribute to that change. All I did was go and vote. That was my contribution to change. But then when I realized that, you know, when my bubble was popped, and all the everything out, and you know, I popped my head and everything else that I saw, I got really scared. I was scared for my kids. I got scared for like the people that are around me, the community. I got scared, and I was like, I just felt like it was my fault somehow. I don't know why. I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt like I didn't do enough. You know, I just felt like so
guilty.
I felt completely guilty. And it was very depressing. It was very depressing. And I was scared. And I've been thinking about like, if something bad or somebody would say something to me, all the things that I would say, mm-hmm. like different scenarios. Now I'm like, you know, always like looking, because I have my children with me at all times. And, you know, I'm like, what if somebody comes to me? You know, I'm like hyper vigilant. I don't like, it's just, it's well, like a totally, you know, and I was like, I was like, I'm so glad that Fernando and Brisa had the opportunity to be there, because I was sure that you guys were gonna come back with like a different perspective, mm-hmm. which you did, and that's awesome. Because I feel like sometimes we just get stuck with one thing, and we don't see outside of that. And I think I'm glad that you, because we didn't talk about this before we mm-hmm. hit the record button. So I'm glad you gave me that perspective, because you know, now I'm gonna consider that and think about that perspective and think about it harder, and just, you know. That's so true what she said. It's great.
Of course. I mean, and they're not my words, okay? It's just like her words. And we have to be that. Like, we have to be educated.
Yeah.
Number one. Mm-hmm. But I mean educated, and well, educated and very grateful.
Yeah.
Because we forget how, even as messed up as we are as a country, we still live in a very privileged country.
That's why, like, we're here.
We still have great, like, there's still great opportunity. And I think a lot of the thoughts that people were just scared about too is like the hate, right? Like, right. What happens if someone screams out like, bro, go to back to your country and all these things? Like, what do we have? We have to be resilient, and we have to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
We have to like educate one, we have to show people like one by one. Again, like, it's the power of one. We have to educate the other side that we're not who they think we are.
Yes.
And number two, we have to listen to the other side. We can't be that. We can't be those people that we don't like.
Right.
We can't become the other. Like, we can't become them.
Right.
We can't just say, so you voted for what's his name, and therefore you're racist, and you're wrong, and I hate you. Like, we can't. We have to understand, well, why?
Right.
Like, what led you to believe this?
Mm-hmm.
What led you to believe that I am less of a person? What was it? Mm-hmm. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why kids ask why, right?
Yeah.
Kids are always like, why? Why? Well, we have to become that. We have to like ask people, why do you feel that way? And genuinely listen to them. Just how we need to genuinely listen to our children, we have to genuinely listen to people and show them by example who we are.
Right.
You know? We're educated. We also have dreams. We're people of worth. And I think more than ever, when you teach your children that they're people of worth.
Yes.
That their dreams are no less than anyone else's dreams. That they're people of worth. And that's the message we need to kind of chime across our community. And, you know, really be involved in however place that you can be. But, like, a lot of people think, like, well, it's like, well, not
what's
me.
What's the point?
Or it's yeah. not me, but it's like the power of one person. If you can change one person's mind about us, and I mean us as like brown people, then you can make a huge change in the world.
Yeah.
Just changing one person's mind.
I think we just got to keep on going, right? Like, I think...
Of course you have to keep... I mean, look at, like, Sonia Sanchez, Dolores Huerta. Like, they were like, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I mean...
And that's what they said. They're like, you just keep on going. Like,
yeah, no, what I mean is, like, just keep on doing whatever it is. Like, do not let what happened intimidate us.
No.
You know what I mean? Just keep doing our thing. Just keep going. Just keep living. Just keep following your dreams, because... If not, then what is, like, it? Like you said, change will never happen. If you stop, if you go back, if you hide out, change will never happen, because you won't be listened to.
Yeah.
So you have to...
And you also have to listen to the other side.
That is That is a very valid point.
Yeah, you have to. You have to listen to why it happens, why. And maybe you can understand the way they feel. And by understanding the way they feel, you'll be able to let them understand how you feel and why they shouldn't, you know, like, and change their mind by example.
Right. And I know there's, you know, now the media, like, inflates everything. There's, of course, like, extreme.
Well, that, I honestly, that, I don't believe the media anymore. That yeah. And that's on a personal note. That's not on, that's just on a personal level. Like, I'm done listening to radio. I'm done listening to things. I'm more interested in, like, bettering myself as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I am just about, like, learning gratitude and learning how to just becoming a better person, learning about, you know, just things that really matter in life.
Yeah, like education, like educators. Let's educate ourselves and not wait. Not wait and not make opinions based on somebody else's opinion.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. Like, yeah, you know? I'm done with the media. Like, and I'm done.
Who was it that somebody that at one of our guests said that she always over prepares? And I think that's another thing that happened.
Ana Guerrero.
Yeah. So it's another thing that happened. Like, we were not prepared for this. Nobody was prepared, and we should have been. And I think, you know, I think that's another thing that we need to take from this. Like, we always need to consider the other scenario. What, you know, how do you prepare for the other scenario? Because I think that's like another thing that just like everybody was taken completely off guard, and now that's what we don't know what to do, because we never actually consider the other scenario. We just have to be better prepared for anything. I think Patty recently posted something about her computer and like how like there were signs telling her, and like she didn't listen, and now she lost everything. And then in a small level, in a medium level, in a big level, you just really have to always be over prepared for anything that can happen. Mm-hmm. So you won't be caught off guard, and now you're like in limbo because you don't know what to do.
And that's what being a grown-up is.
Being a grown-up is so hard.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, that's sort of my...
That's great. I'm glad. I'm glad because, you know, I didn't know where the conversation was going to take us today. And I think you made really valid points. And I think, you know, I think that you being there was good because you were meant to be there I hope you impact other super mamas, but to me at least.
And these are my personal opinions, you know, like you guys can judge us or not. I hate to talk about politics. This is the last time we're going to talk about this. No more. This is it. I'm done. But you know what? I also have other non-political. I saw a lot of non-political like talks.
Did you do yoga?
No, but I want to talk about this other one. Let's take a break, and if I come back, I want to tell you about this other one. It was a sexuality one.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So I went to see this talk with an author of this book that I'm going to buy. And we've been talking about doing our Supermom book club. Mm. So I really want to propose this new book. I haven't read it, but I heard this guy speak. His name is Christopher Ryan. And the name of the book is Sex at Dawn.
Oh.
And it talks about female sexuality and sexual freedom of a woman and the importance that sexual freedom of a woman plays in a society.
Oh.
Dude.
I like
his talk was so hardcore. I mean, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to butcher it and like mess up his like message because it was so on point, but just how women have been shamed and have been labeled as property. So women started being labeled as property when the idea of owning land came to be. Mm. So before you were able to own land, like
that's been going for a long time.
But before you couldn't own land, though.
Yeah.
Before like owning land, and there's certain also like still like communities and tribes in the world that don't own land. It's a communal place. No one owns something.
Okay,
and
then
those
it.
Are and that's sort of like the that's sort of like when, you know what the word, it like the phrase, it takes a village to raise a kid?
Right.
That's because it really literally took a village.
Right.
Like an actual village raised a kid. It wasn't like, those are my parents and I'm, you know, it was like everyone raised a kid. And sometimes in other tribes, so the woman would have sex with different men because, I mean, they thought like, if I have sex with this guy that's strong, this guy who's good looking, this guy who's fast, my kid will gain those.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
But then they would have all these different dads. Mm. So then like it was like a communal thing.
It was a communal baby?
Yeah, in essence. Obviously, that's like super like weird. Obviously, like I'm not saying like, let's do that, ladies. Right? Because I know it's one egg, one sperm. Like I get that. But it's more of the idea of community. Right. And then how after the idea of owning land came to be, that's when women became property. And that's when like sexual repression and just so many different things like in history happened. Right. And how important it is for a woman to have sexual freedom and be okay with her sexuality. And I was like, and I was like listening to him, just like pff, my mind just kept going like, oh my God, oh my God, because a lot of Latina women don't have sexual freedom.
Oh no.
I mean just you and I, that like the idea that we don't even know how to put a tampon on because our mom thought like using a tampon was dirty.
Yeah,
like that's so like it was this whole thing about like sexual freedom in women.
Right.
So I don't even know what the book's about and I want to repost it and I don't know what I'm getting ourselves into, but I feel like all of us need to be sexually free.
Yes, we do.
And women who are not moms or people who, you know, who are divorced now or, you know, don't choose to be in a monogamous relationship, they should be able to go and have sex with people without being shamed. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that he was talking about, how normal it is. And we talked about humans as a human species. I mean, this is like really hardcore stuff.
Like really way out there.
Yeah. But I really want to read that book. But anyway, so I want to leave you guys with one thing he said at the end that I was like, holy, oh my God. And then I was telling some of my girlfriends in the boat, and I told them, I was like, I went to this talk and this is what he said. And they were like,
what did he say? Okay.
So he said that, like, what makes people attracted to each other and like chemistry and like, what is that, right? Like, why does one person get attracted to another person? And it has to do with women. Or chemical balance, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that I happen to be like low on vitamin E. Mm-hmm. And a guy would walk by who's like high on vitamin E.
Shut up.
Then by smell, I would just directly be like attracted to him.
Oh.
Because my reproduction system is saying like, go to him because that way like your baby will be a balanced child. Oh. Low vitamin E, high vitamin E. So they did this whole thing to prove this theory where they got a bunch of guys to wear different t-shirts. I mean, sorry, several guys to wear the same t-shirt for 3 days without showering, without using soap, without cleaning themselves. So then they got these t-shirts and then they got these women to smell the shirts.
I think I've seen a video on the internet, but I didn't really click on it.
Oh, kind of. Huh? Well, I don't know if it's this one, but so the girls smell the shirts. And 80% of the women chose the shirt that smelled of some sort of that sort of complemented the deficiency, any sort of deficiency. Wow. And their 20% chose random. So they ran the story. They ran the results. They ran the tests again to see if they would. So same thing happened. Again, 80% chose the men again, and the other 20% chose random for the second time. So then they were like, it was the same 20%. So they're like, okay, let's figure out what's happening with the 20%. The 20% were on birth control.
Oh my God.
So
no these way.
20 per, so when you're on birth control, you have a chemical imbalance.
It's not your own.
It's not your own.
Right.
So you aren't able to sniff out your mate.
That makes total sense.
And he was saying that a lot of families that have issues like happen after the woman gets off birth control.
Because then their true selves come out.
And a lot of women find their men repulsive after they get off birth control.
That is freaking insane, but it right? makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think if when I met my husband.
I've been off birth control for a long time, so I'm good. My sense of smell is on point.
For real. That makes total sense. Yeah. I mean, it's like we're animals.
Yes.
We're creatures. We're animal creatures. Yes. That makes total
we're
sense.
We're one species. We're all human beings. I mean, our brains are all messed up, but at the core, we're the same people.
Yeah.
So, how crazy.
That is freaking crazy. Like, it totally makes sense.
The whole room was like,
that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Wait, so check this out. So I was like talking about this and Fernando was in the comments. So Fernando was, he was like, dude, you know what? Like, so our brother doesn't use shampoo.
He hasn't
used shampoo in like 2 years.
Or
3 years. And he said that when the women that always compliment his smell and his like about his hair are the women who end up like just like, you know, sure thing.
Oh, crazy.
Because they're just like thick. And a lot of people, like, that's why, like, people who went, like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying anybody, like, stop taking showers and shit and stuff like that, but yeah. It's like our smell is so powerful and we, you know.
That, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like every other animal. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that book.
So it's called Sex at Dawn. I'm going to order it tonight. I mean, I'm going to put it on my iPad tonight. I'm going to start reading
that it.
I really want to read
and
that
I also want to read the Dr. Afari's book because she talked about...
And then another book that I also want to get. So another kind of talk that I went to about commitment and sexuality. Cause again, I wanted to do something just different talks, you know, because they have talks about everything. And another one was another presenter. I want to see this. Her name.
I want to read that book.
So another talk that I went to see was with Esther Perel. So Esther Perel, I've never heard of her, but she's a relationship therapist, an author, and a speaker. And one of her books is called Mating in Captivity, Unlocking Erotic Intelligence.
Oh, damn.
And she talked about... Wait. Another thing.
Is this a Valentine's episode?
No. But here's another thing that I want to talk to real quick before we go. One of the talks that we talked about was commitment and the reason why men cheat.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Yeah, so, I want to read her book, but so there's, men cheat because there's three sexual insecurities that men have.
Mm-hmm.
Number one insecurity is that they aren't able to get the woman off. They're insecure that when they make love to you, that you're not going to come. Mm-hmm. Men are really insecure about that. Number two, that when they kind of get to the point like that they don't perform like mm-hmm. they're just like not the blood flow doesn't go through. That's an insecurity.
Yeah, for sure.
And number three, that they're I forgot the third one, but I think it's like you're not attracted to them.
Oh yeah,
there's no attraction, like uh-huh. they feel
rejected.
Insecure and rejected. Yeah, they're afraid of rejection. There we go. The third one's about
I knew it.
Yeah, the third one is afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Those are the three insecurities that men have sexually, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those three insecurities are resolved with one, porn. Because when they look at porn, the woman always finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they finish or not, the woman on the screen isn't going to care.
Right.
And they're always willing because...
porn. Play.
But that also happens in an affair.
They don't really care for the other, quote unquote.
No, when you're in an affair, your affair is always willing.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you have an affair.
Yeah. That's true.
Affairs don't have headaches.
Nope.
Affairs don't have periods.
Mm-mm.
Affairs don't have...
kids.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Affairs are always willing.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why you're in an affair, just kind of you're there, it's because they get you off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And the affair is always going to say, like, you're the greatest man in the world.
Of course.
So... That is why they cheat, because of their sexual insecurities.
So much knowledge.
So as long as we kind of just, as long as
that's
we...
That's what I said.
As long as we suffice those insecurities mm-hmm. of them all the time,
yes.
they're not going to go anywhere, because we, instead of making them man, are men insecure, we need to make them secure in our relationship.
They need to feel like a man.
Yeah.
They do. And it totally makes sense, you know? That's why when my best friend was like, I never say no to my husband. And I was like, that's tiring. But that totally makes sense because they need that. They need to feel wanted. They need to feel desired. They need to feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's those three insecurities.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Those three insecurities.
I need to go to that boat.
But anyway, let's get that book, Sex at Dawn. That should be the first book. And then we should read the pick? Esther Perel. Yeah, my pick. Let's move real quick on to the Supermama picks and tips. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. My welcome.
Welcome. My pick this week is going to be that book, Sex at Dawn. And I really want, I guess we'll figure out something to do on Facebook group.
Yeah,
to see if anyone is reading the book. I'm going to buy it tonight and then we'll catch up on
Facebook. Please give us updates every week on the book.
Yeah. Yeah, or we'll go on the private Facebook group where I know what we'll do. But
yeah, I'm gonna get it.
I just feel it's important for us to be sexually free as Latinas.
Have I not been saying that for a while? But people me dicen cochina. It's not even about that, people. It's just about us feeling good about ourselves.
Empowered and making empowered, that's, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And that's when change comes. I mean, it's just like when he was talking about
to not feeling suppressed because you know, our sexuality is everything. It's our body. It's your body. Like, you know, you're the owner of your body and you can do whatever. I mean, yeah, you can do whatever you want with your body. Do what you want with your body. Anyway, I have a tip.
Okay.
Now I'm prepared because every time I'm unprepared, so every time I'm like, this is a tip. Now I write it down. But, you know, a lot of us, like, I been feeling a little bit overwhelmed for the past few days. So last night, my husband told me that if he wanted to put the kids to sleep. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, oh, but I still have to clean up. Oh, I have to be quiet. I can put music. But I was like, no. My brother gave me some headphones, some really cool headphones. So I put them on. I put my best friend always told me that she loves to clean with like loud music. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, first of all, I'm not home and then at night they're sleeping. So then I put on my headphones and I blasted my music. And I'm sure like, and I was like even dancing. And then I would take them off and there was no sound. People were sleeping and I would put them back on and I was like singing. And I was like, I cleaned my house so fast. I like put everything away and I actually felt happy before going to sleep because I accomplished something. I had a little alone time, quote unquote, just me on in my earphones. And I would highly suggest you guys try that, you know, try like whenever the kids are asleep because we have to be quiet, put on the headphones and have some alone time.
I know.
Do whatever you want with your body.
Dang, okay.
No.
Or get in the mood.
Or get, you know, or do something. But, you know, it was just like, I would take him off and he was quiet. I would put him on and like the party was in my head. So that was a little self-care tip.
Love that. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to do it. It is.
You should do that. It was so amazing.
Or listen to our podcast.
Or listen to the podcast. What, you know,
or
loud.
Listen to Sex at Dawn, an audiobook.
Loud.
I wonder if it's an audiobook. I got to check. Loud. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for another wonderful week. We can't wait to see you at the Vision Board Party if you're going to be there. And if not, you can always follow us on Instagram.
@_ Supermamas on Instagram, Twitter, and Supermamas Podcast on Facebook. Find our website, supermamaspodcast.com. And all the event details are under the event tab.
And we're also selling tickets to the Supermama Social in case you're interested.
Supermama Social, May 2017.
Yeah, it's on May 13th. 2017. So if you can make it to the social, super my social. I mean, you can make it to the vision board.
So many exciting things coming up, guys.
I know, we can't wait to share. Thank you, ladies. We're out. Super mamas.
Bye.